You want to know why cases involving the government that go through the Solicitor General's office take so long? Well, you're not alone in this regard. It's one of the questions that MP Wilfred Abrahams put to the Attorney General Dale Marshall and his officers in Parliament during the estimates debate this week.
As a lawyer in private practice, I was consistently frustrated by the pace at which the Solicitor General's office worked. This is not any slur on the Solicitor General who is here, but from the time I came into practice, the pace of litigation, which was controlled by the government, was painful. The cases drag on for years. Actually, the bulk of the cases, I would hazard a guess, that contribute towards the backlog in the civil cases are ones that involve the Crown. And this has serious implications on the Crown in respect of money as well, not just time wasted, but direct dollars and cents, because when the court eventually gives its decision in a case and it awards damages to somebody, there's an interest component that starts to run from way back from the filing date.
Mr. Abrahams went on to declare,
"The last couple of years have been torturous in particular."
Attorney General Marshall noted that all non-criminal matters must be assessed by a department that has 18 lawyers and 2 vacant posts.
This week it might be looking at a memorandum of understanding between Barbados and China. Next week it might be a CARICOM treaty.
Solicitor General Jennifer Edwards pointed out that her staff is the same as in the 1980s, when they were getting about 18 cases a year.
In the last 3 years, we have 72 new cases in 2015-16. 89 in 2016-17, and 92 so far for 17-18. That is in the High Court. In the Court of Appeal, there was 2 in 2015-16, 5 in 2016-17, and 8 in 2017-18.
Solicitor General Jennifer Edwards. Attorney General Dale Marshall observed that lawyers in other government departments are sending too many cases back to the SG's chambers.
A number of ministries and departments have their own lawyers. But when a matter arises, somehow or another, it gets bumped back up to the SG's office. And I think this is a failing in our planning. And it's a failing in how individual ministries are managing resources. And I am committed to trying to wrestle this to the ground.
And here's another question going to the Attorney General from the chair of the committee, Dr. Sonia Brown.
Is that office responsible for injuries at work? Because they have, a few people that are waiting some 10 years or more to have that settled.
The lawyers in the private bar have to keep the pressure on the lawyers in the SG's office. I don't want to ascribe blame, but I've seen some files where on both sides nothing has happened for years. So individuals in the private bar will make a claim against the Crown, and then they will sit for 4 years and write back again. But at the end of that time, they will say, well, the SG's office is taking long. Yes, the SG's office does have challenges in relation to its manpower and so on. But the members of the private bar have to bear an equal amount of blame for not properly and expeditiously advancing their client's case.
Attorney General Dale Marshall, and this has been SAGICOR's Early Business.